That God has led us out of Egypt.
经过红海,
through the Red Sea,
进到旷野,
and into the wilderness.
神养他们.
And God has taken care of them.
神为以色列那一大群百姓的目的直到这里吗?
And did God only lead the entire Israelites, the nation of Israelites, only to that point?
不，还要怎么样？进迦南。
And the answer is no. They still had to go into Canaan.
今天我的题目就是我渴慕进迦南。
And today our topic is desiring to enter Canaan.
就是神应许的那个美地。
And it's the promised land that God has for us.
不仅进入那地，而且要住在那地。
And it's not just to enter this land, but to live.
那当年神为以色列，为犹太民族，他们讲的那个美地，就是现在以色列约旦河西那一块地。
And at that time, the land that God promised the Israelites and Judah, the land is, and today it's the west side of the Jordan.
那因为摩西当时是在约旦河东的摩押地，遥望那块地，他不能进入。
And at that time, Moses was on the east side of the Jordan River, in Moab.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking over, and he wasn't able to enter.
你很熟。Yeah. 但是这是神为他的选民历世历代的心意。
But this was God's will for and His promise for His chosen people.
那是不是我们每个人都一定要去以色列地，要住在那里呢？
And so does that mean we all have to go to Israel and live in that place?
神是不偏待人的。
God doesn't show favoritism.
他说进迦南是有钱的没有钱的都可以进入。
And God says that whether you're wealthy or poor, you can live in the promised land.
如果我没有钱，没有办法买机票飞去那个地方，我是不是就被撇下了？不是。
And if you happen to not have money to take a flight to Israel, then does that mean you're left out?
Yeah, 因为神常常借着眼睛看得见的一些事物情境，要来向我们表明一个属灵的境地，要我们进入的。
And God often uses what we see in this physical world, the events and situations, to illustrate something more spiritual that He wants us to understand.
对，所以呢，我们呢，我们今天要进的那个美地。
So today we want to enter this beautiful land.
流奶与蜜之地。
This land flowing with milk and honey.
那一块地，其实就是当圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们的里面，我们就能够享受在其中的安息之地。
And this land, we experience this when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, so we can experience the peace that comes with this promised land.
刚刚我们唱那个诗歌，赐我自由。
Earlier we were singing a song that said, "Grant me freedom."
在那块地。有荣耀的自由，神荣耀的自由。
And in that promised land, there is God's glorious freedom.
这是神为我们基督徒应许的目的。
And this is God's promise for us.
那我们也可以用，我刚刚说神借着有形的来跟我们说明他的心灵的心意，哈。
And earlier I said that God uses what we can see to illustrate His heart.
那我们就借当年以色列人进迦南的这个事件来说一下我们要留意的事。
So let's take a look at when that during that time when God led the people to the promised land, and what that will tell us for how we should live.
当年出埃及的那一大群以色列人常常埋怨神。
In that time, we know that the great group of Israelites, when God led them out of Egypt, they were a people that often complained.
因为在旷野那个地方，有时候道路不好走，有时候眼看好像所需要的水、所需要的美物都没有。
Because walking in the wilderness was challenging. Wherever they looked, whether it was the lack of good food or water, there was a lot to be that they wanted to complain about.
所以，除非你专心一直想到神的应许，一直看着神啊，不然很容易。我们有个肉体的权势在我们里面，很容易就会抱怨，对不对？
And unless we're constantly focused on God and His promises, then it's very easy for our flesh to take over and complain.
Yeah. 所以在我们看一下哥林多前书第十章。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章的十一、十二、十三节。
Verses 11, 12, and 13.
十一、十二、十三，我们一起来读好吗
？Let us read it together.
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful, He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
这是保罗用当年那个事件警戒我们的话。
And this is what Paul wrote. He used the story of that time to warn us.
我们这末世的人。
To remind us people, those of us who are living in the end times.
末世很多邪恶的权势越来越张狂。
And in the end times, a lot of the evil.Spirits are
yeah 越来越
they're growing more
they flourish yeah
growing more powerful
越来越 tough
or
越来越 tough
they're the spirit the
OK. Out of control. Yeah. Yeah. 所以呢，我们要进入这迦南美地，我们要接受神将给我们的警告。
So if we want to enter this promised land of Canaan, we have to listen to God's warnings.
我们要效法加勒约书亚。
We have to follow Caleb Joshua.
把我们的眼睛定住在耶稣身上。
We have to fix our eyes on Jesus.
还有他应许我们的话。
And the promises from his words.
要不要像其他的人 很容易就埋怨，埋怨。
And don't be like other people who easily complain.
结果到了最后，神实在被他们搞烦了。神说，我就启示他们不得进入。
And don't be like them when they complained to the point where God became very angry and said that they could not enter the promised land.
求神帮助我们，不要自以为站得稳。
So let us, you know, plead to God that we don't fall into the same circumstance.
摩西亚伦就是一个间接。
And Moses and Aaron, they are an example.
你看他们多么不容易，摩西多么不容易，最后功亏一篑。
For Moses it was very challenging, and at the very end,
he was faithful all the time.
He was faithful the entire time.
他一直都是忠心的，可是到最后他被惹动了，他那个挑战把他里面的灵惹动了。
But at the end, he became irritated by the Israelites.
Yeah, 那我们来看一下哈，这个倒闭在旷野，这个我们就不看，我们来看《生命记》三十二章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy, chapter 32.
四十九节到五十二节。
Verse 49 to 52.
那我们也一起来读哈，《生命记》。愿这个在我们里面放下一个 warning 哈。神对摩西这样讲：你上这亚巴林山中的尼波山去，在摩押地与耶利哥相对。观看我所要赐给以色列人为业的迦南地，你必死在你所登的山上，归你列祖去，像你哥哥亚伦死在何尔山上，归他的列祖一样。因为你们在寻的旷野，加低斯的米利巴水，在以色列人中没有尊我为圣，得罪了我。我所赐给以色列人的地，你可以远远的观看，却不得进去。
So this is what the Lord said to Moses: Go up into the Abarim range to Mount Nebo in Moab, across from Jericho, and view Canaan, the land I am giving the Israelites as their own possession. There on the mountain that you have climbed, you will die and be gathered to your people.Just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. This is because both of you broke faith with me in the presence of the Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin, and because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites. Therefore, you will see the land only from a distance. You will not enter the land I am giving to the people of Israel.
51节，他这边说因为为什么呢？为什么你不能进去？为什么要死了呢？不能进去呢？
In verse 51, it says why. God explains why Moses could not enter into the promised land.
因为你们那个时候在以色列人中没有尊我为圣，得罪了我。
And God says that it's because both Moses and Aaron they broke faith with God in the presence of Israelites. And they did not uphold his holiness.
King James 对这后面的这个说，因为你们没有尊我为圣，他讲说你们没有 sanctify me.
And in the King James version, where it says that you did not uphold my holiness, the King James version says you did not sanctify me.
Sanctify 就是使得神圣，分别为圣。
And sanctify means to make holy and to discern between what's holy and what's not.
Okay, 分别为圣 set apart as a sacred.
To set apart as sacred.
这是很庄严的话语，但是那个 NIV 呢就讲得很生活化。 好，意思是一样。他说你们 broke faith with me， 意思就是说你们没有信从我。 faith 一方面是神的道，神的话，一方面就是信心，你们没有信靠顺服我。
And in the NIV version where it says that because both of you broke faithand breaking faith means they didn't trust in God. And faith here is also about God's truth and promises and also about belief.
Yeah. Now, uphold my holiness. Uphold, 我们知道就是 support, 支持, approve, 神的 holiness.
And here when it says uphold my holiness, the uphold, we know it as to support.
就是神的圣洁。
To support God's holiness.
那这个是我们很容易明白的。
So this is easy for us to understand.
摩西是被惹动了。
Moses was irritated.
但是感谢主，摩西当年没有进入物质的迦南地。
But praise God, even though at that time he didn't enter the physical canon.
他很想进去。
And even though he really wanted to.
他有一次神求，神说，好了，不要说了。
And one time he begged God, but God told him enough.
虽然他当年踏上那一块地的愿望没有达成，可是他的生命是在荣耀里。
So even though in that time he did not step foot into the physical canon, but he was able to experience the heavenly glory.
因为耶稣的宝血。
Because of Jesus' blood.
耶稣在加略山流的，在那个十字架上，那个独楼地的十字架上流的宝血，是从古以来，因为他是创始。羔羊，从古到最后，所有的人类仰望取用都可以得救的。
And it's because of Jesus' blood on Calvary, when he died on the cross, his blood and works for everyone from the very beginning to the very end, so that anyone who looks upon him can be saved.
所以耶稣不是有一次在变相山上吗？
So remember when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain?
那他们那个彼得他们就看见摩西、以利亚跟耶稣在谈这个末后耶稣要成全救赎的事。
And remember when Peter and John they saw Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus about the end times.
所以我们的脚。即使没有机会踏上以色列那一块地。
So even if we're not able to step foot into that promised land.
那个还不是最重要的。
That's not the most important.
最重要的是我们一定要进入属灵的、属天的那一块境地，神应许的那一块美地。
What's more important is for us to enter the promised land and that God has for us in heaven.
Yeah. 那今天我跟大家彼此勉励，好，因为进入这一块地是凭着信心跟忍耐进入的。
And so I want to encourage everyone because entering this heavenly promised land.Takes faith and patience.
我们都需要神的怜悯。
And we all need God's mercy.
如果不是神的怜悯，没有谁能够继续的走上去。
And if it were not for God's mercy, none of us would be able to continue to walk towards that promised land.
因为你要进入这一块属天的美地。
Because if we want to enter this heavenly promised land.
神会量各样的环境，一方面他要赶逐我们里边的恶势力。
God's going to use a lot of circumstances, and part of it is to remove the evil within us.
Yeah. 那有时候也会借着外面的环境。 来制作我们。
And he also uses, you know, external circumstances to shape us.
刚刚也有人祷告说，神啊，我们跟你相合，这段话太宝贵。我们看一下罗马书第五章。
Earlier someone also prayed, that for our hearts to be one with God.
罗马书第五章。
And that's very precious. So let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
我们既因信称义，我们一起读。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中。并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
对，这边讲到我们信耶稣，因着信，我们跟神和好了。
And here it's reminding us that it's through faith that when we believe in Jesus, we've been reconciled with God.
也因着信，因着跟神。我们一直站在神的恩典中。
And through faith, we're able to stand, under God's grace.
今天我们第一首歌唱神的信实何其广大。
And this morning, the first song we sang was "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
他的恩典一日比一日更加多。
And His grace, is greater and greater each day.
没有神的恩典，我们不可能走这一条属天的道路。
And without God's grace, we would not be able to walk on this heavenly path.
如果不是神的恩典，我们不可能信他，接受他。
And if it was not for God's grace, we would not be able to believe in Him and to accept Him.
那我们要继续借着他的恩典来遵他而行。
And so we have to continue to rely on His grace to follow Him.
对，所以为什么约翰福音第一章使徒约翰说，恩典跟真理在耶稣基督里，从耶稣基督来的。
And that's why in the Gospel John, John says that,
恩典跟真理从耶稣基督来的。
Grace and truth comes from Jesus Christ.
当我们领受神的恩典，行他的真理。
And when we accept His grace and to obey His truth,
我们很容易领受更多的恩典。
Then we're more easily able to receive even more grace.
更容易来靠着他，遵他而行。
And we're more able to follow Him.
圣灵就会赐给我们。
And then the Holy Spirit will be given to us.
就在我们的生命中做工。
And will, the Holy Spirit will work in our lives.
把我们带进神的荣耀里。
And bring us into God's glory.
有在这个过程里面。
And in this process.
有时候神呢会让我们进入许多艰难。
God sometimes will allow us to go through a lot of difficulties.
保罗说进入神的国要经过艰难，对不对？
And Paul said, you know, to enter the kingdom of God,Often you have to go through
神从来不说谎话的。
And God doesn't lie.
他不会说要吸引人来信他，就讲很多的好话，都 只讲喜的，不讲会叫人家难过的。
And God, you know, He doesn't try to convince people to come to Him with just good words and good things.
神很诚实。
And God is very truthful.
他说，他借着保罗说，进入神的国要经过许多艰难。
And through Paul, we know that entering into God's kingdom, we have to go through a lot of difficulties.
但是值得。
But it's worth it.
因为我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
Because our ancestors Abraham.
他在世，他的生命就是他仰望那一座有根基的城。
In everything, he looked to the foundation.
That holy city with the foundation.
The holy city with a firm foundation.
我们知道那个 foundation 就是耶稣基督。
And we know that foundation is Jesus Christ.
然后呢，上面要建造的那个建造一座灵宫，那个的都是宝石，对不对？
What's being built upon this firm foundation, you know, are jewels.
Yeah, the precious jewels.
Precious jewels.
这些 jewel 能够发光。
And these jewels, you know, they shine bright.
我们知道宝石之所以会成为宝石，那要经过什么过程，对不对？
And we also know how jewels are created.
这个都是自然界的东西可以向我们说明的属灵的道理。
And even in what we see in the natural world, it can teach us about spiritual truths.
所以呢，他这边说，不仅我们信耶稣，有时候我们真的就是还没有经过患难，我们就尝到很多甜蜜，对不对？哈。
And Yeah, though some of us, when we first believe in Christ, we experience a lot of the good things that come from God.
你们是不是这样？我当年也是这样啊！哇，所以人家觉得跟耶稣在蜜月，甜甜蜜蜜的。
And you know, it's also true for me. You know, in the beginning, a lot of people feel that. Knowing Jesus, you know, in the beginning, it's like a honeymoon. It's like everything is sweet.
人家以为我跟耶稣关系这么好，我好属灵，看错了。
And some people thought, you know, like the reason is because, you know, I'm very spiritual and I have a good close relationship with Jesus, but they were wrong.
那是神的恩典。
That was just God's grace.
他要使我们的生命把我们的生命塑造成越来越按他的样式，他需要来摸我们这个人。
But for us to become more like him, he has to touch and work in us.
他要拆毁我们的，属我们的。
He has to break down what's of us.
然后要建造属他的。
And to build up what's of his.
这是从窑匠的眼光来看。
And this is,
从那个 potter.
Yeah, this is the perspective that the potter has.
Yeah, 那从我们的角度就是我们要一直的舍去属我们自己的，一直的归入属神的。
And for us, our perspective should be to get rid of what is of our nature and to continue to be built up and be filled with God.
Yeah, 那所以呢，这边说，因为我们知道我们在这个过程，我们的 goal 是什么，我们的目标是什么，所以我们欢欢喜喜的忍耐。
And here, we know that because we know the goal,of where we're going, we can rejoice in, and patiently endure.
那患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练那个英文就是 character.
And we know here, it says that perseverance builds character.
神就是要塑造让我们有份于他的性情。
And he wants to build us up so that we can have a part of His glory.
Yeah, 当我们有了这样的性情，我们有盼望，有荣耀的盼望。
And when we have His character, we will have His glorious hope.
这个盼望使我们不至于羞耻。
And this hope doesn't disappoint us.
我看过，我听过一些圣徒。
I have seen and I've heard some saints.
他们所处的状况，也许会招惹来人对他的轻视，或者是讥诮，使他感觉羞耻。
They've been through circumstances where other people's prejudice or
别人的讥诮
ridicule can cause them
to let them feel ashamed. 可是他们不觉得羞耻。
But they don't feel ashamed.
因为主的生命在他里面。
Because the Lord's life is within them.
因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在他们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit put His love in them.
当神的爱临到你的时候。
When you have God's love.
惧怕就出去了。
There's no fear.
羞耻就出去。
There's no shame.
这个就是在基督里的安息。
And this is the peace that comes from Jesus.
有一首诗歌说，当神的爱让我的全心成爱。
There's a song that let our whole hearts be
filled
with love.
基督成为我的世界。
And may Christ become my everything.
Yeah, 那这个就是迦南美地。
And this is the promised land of Canaan.
这实在需要信心跟忍耐。
And this truly requires faith and patience.
那我下来我要跟你们分享一下我从别人的讲道得到的一个研究报告。
And I also want to share about what I found through other sermons.
我们知道我们的神是诚信真实的。
We know that our God is faithful and true.
他是初，他是终。
He's the beginning and the end.
他活到永永远远。
He's eternal.
那在启示录十九章十一节
And in Revelation chapter 19 verse 11
也透露我们的白马王子有一个骑着白马来，那就是我们的新郎，那位白马王子，他的名字称为诚信真实。
And we know that in that chapter, in that verse, it speaks of a rider on a white horse, and we know the one who rides that horse is
his name is faithful and true. 所以今天我们唱第一首歌，我说哦，主对了，你的信实广大，神的本性就是 faithful.
And so when we sang the first song, great is thy faithfulness, it is so true because God's character is that He is faithful.
神的名字就是在述说他的本性。
And God's name is to demonstrate who His character is, what His character is.
他是 faithful all the time.
And He is faithful all the time.
他是 true.
And He is true.
神跟虚谎完全无关。
God has nothing to do with lies.
他是真实的。
And He is true.
那所以他写的话也句句都是真实的。
So everything, all of His words are true.
我要跟你们一个报告，那个是非常宝贵的考古学的发现。
And I want to report to you guys about this very important archaeological finding.
见证了我们的主耶稣。
And it's a testimony for our Christ.
仍然活在我们今天的世界里。
And it's proof that God lives within us, among us today.
你会说师母，你讲这个什么话？啊，我们每一次不都是来敬拜永活的基督吗？
Some of you might wonder to yourselves, why are we talking about this? Don't we always come and worship this eternal Christ?
He is always living.
Yeah, we already know that he's already living.
那没有错。
And indeed, that's true.
但是当我知道了这个报告以后，我动了敬畏的心，好像那个信心怎么能够再小信？更不用说怎么敢不信。
But when I read about this finding, it really moved me to feel that this is not even a matter of not believing. How can we not believe? We have to have even a greater faith because of this.
我们知道那个犹太人的王国是西元前586年，以前历史我记得很清楚。西元前586年，犹太人的那个南国亡了。
When Judah fell, it was 586 BC.
Yeah. 那当时巴比伦的军人把他们那个圣殿里的圣器。很多都掳到巴比伦去。
And during that time, the armies of Babylon, they came through into the temple and they took away many of the holy vessels in the temple.
那些器皿的清单中，他写清单很细，一样一样的记，可是就是没有约柜。
And there are many descriptions of.What was in the temple, but the one thing that was not listed was the ark.
我们知道约柜是所有圣物里边最宝贵的。
And we know that the ark is the most precious thing within the temple.
因为约柜上面有施恩座，神就在那里与他的百姓相会。
And because on top of the ark there is the seat of the mercy seat.
Yeah.那所以那个约柜在单子里边说没有被掳去，犹太人也始终相信，近前的犹太人始终相信约柜没有被流失到别处。
And so the ark was never taken to Babylon, and the devout Jews, they also believe that the ark still remains in thatland.
那约柜在哪里呢？
But where is the ark?
将近2600年。
It's been over about 2600 years.
2500或2600，好，一直到1990年左右，1990年代。
And at about the 1990s.
约柜才被考古者发现。
An archaeologist discovered the ark.
那发现的这个人叫做 Ron Wild.
And the man who discovered it is called Ron Wild.
他是一个专业的麻醉师。
He's a professional anesthesiologist.
他非常爱主。
And he really loves the Lord.
一个敬虔的基督徒。
And a devout Christian.
他当麻醉师赚了钱，起先大概是在工作之余，他就自费去考古。
And he used the money that he earned from his job as an anesthesiologist, to do archaeological work.
后来呢，就在他访查的这个过程里面，有一天，他说他发现很多宝贵的那个，都不是他，都是神。
In all of his discoveries, he always felt that it was never because of him, but he was able to find these precious artifacts because of God.
他说有一次呢，他不晓得是在什么地方，他的嘴巴居然说出约柜就在这一带。
And one time on one of his trips, his mouth opened and he said that the ark was in this area.
我相信，因为我也有过这个经验，有时候真的有一些话从我们口中出来，不是我们经过我们的大脑想的，这个就是神借着我们的口说出他的话。
And I've had this experience too. Sometimes we speak, but it's not words that comes from our own minds, but it's actually God using us to speak.
他跟以色列的政府讲，以色列政府很高兴说，好，我们资助你来这个探勘这个东西哈。
And so he told the Israeli government, and the government told him that they would support him.
后来就找到了约柜在哪里。
And so they found it, and where was it?
约柜就在耶稣钉十字架的下面的一个洞里。
And what they found was that the ark was underneath in a hole below where Jesus was crucified.
那个他们考古的发现说，我们一般都说耶稣是十字架是立在山丘上。
The archaeologists they say that most people have said that Jesus was crucified on top of a hill.
他说好像那个不是这样，是在磐石上没有错，但是是在那个老百姓会经过的那个路旁。
But the archaeologist says it's actually more unlikely. It was on a
on the road.
On a it was it's actually more on a road where people frequent.
Came and 能够来来去。我们看一下马太福音第二十七章。
So let's go to Matthew chapter 27.
二十七章三十九节。
Verse 39.
你看那些有一些人呢，他们就三十九节哈，从那里经过的人就讥诮他，摇着头说。
And it says those who passed by hurled insults at him.
好，我们下面就不讲。所以耶稣是在那个地方哈。那他说，耶稣，我们知道前一阵子我们在讲全日食，对不对？有人也提到耶稣在十字架上六个小时。
And recently we also talked about total eclipse, and we know that Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours.
后面的三个小时。
And in the latter 3 hours.
从正午到下午三点。
From noon to 3 in the afternoon.
那应该是最亮的时候。
That should be the brightest time of the day.
遍地都黑暗。
But the whole land was pitch black.
前一阵子他们就提起，那个也是一个日全食。
Other people have said that was also a total eclipse.
所以我们的诗歌说，惊天地泣鬼神，连太阳都不敢看，因为这个全宇宙最大的冤狱。
We know that there's a song that says even the sun is afraid to look because of the great injustice.
Yeah, 对。那后来耶稣去，我们知道耶稣断气的时候，马太福音二十七章五十一节怎么讲？
And we know that when Jesus took his final breath in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50,
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
It says that at the moment the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
The earth shook and the rocks split.
他们考古人发现，当那个地震的时候，磐石崩裂，十字架上那个时候耶稣的磐石崩裂，然后耶稣的血，那记不记得兵丁拿枪扎耶稣的肋旁，耶稣的血跟水流下来。
The archaeologists said that that when the rock split on this place, if we remember, when Jesus was on the cross, and the Roman soldier pierced the side of Jesus with a spear, and when Jesus' blood and water flowed out.
Yeah, 那个磐石崩裂呢，他们就发现下面不晓得多少尺有一个石棺，石头做的棺木。
So when the earthquake split the rocks, underneath there was a tomb.
那个石棺呢，盖子破裂了。
And that tomb also broke.
破裂在一边。
It split on one side.
那结果他们发现，那个考古的人就发现。这个石棺里面原来藏的就是那个有带着施恩座的约柜。
And what the archaeologists found was that in this tomb, it was hiding the ark with the mercy seat.
The coffin.
The coffin.
Yeah, yeah. 就是那个棺木哈，就是那破裂了。破裂的那个地方呢，那个耶稣的血就从那边落到那个施恩座那里。
And because it split open, so the blood from Jesus flowed down onto the mercy seat.
Mercy seat 刚好在是在施恩座的西边。
And the mercy seat is on the blood was flowing down from the west on the west side of the mercy seat.
那这个我们东，因为它破了，就是刚好在那个地方，血就掉下去。我们看一下利未记十六章。
So let's turn to Leviticus chapter 16.
十六章啊，神呢？神跟那个跟大祭司哈，要大祭司十四节，要取些公牛的血，当大祭司要去献要处理赎罪祭的，他先要我先为自己赎罪，好，那先要取公牛的血，用指头弹在施恩座的东面。
And so this chapter is.What God told the great priest to do when they were sanctifying the community. And in verse 14, it says, the priest is to take some of the bull's blood and with his fingers sprinkle it in front of the atonement cover.
然后十五节，他随后呢，他要宰那为百姓做赎罪祭的公山羊，把羊的血带入幔子内。也要这样弹血。
And in verse 15 it says, He shall then slaughter the goat for the sin offering for the people and take its blood behind the curtain and do with it as he did with the bull's blood.
记得他这边讲是弹在施恩座的东面。
And here is, he's sprinkling the blood on the east side.
神跟摩西说所有的事都要按着在山上指示你的样式去做，所有物件照着他所说的去行。
And we know that God's told Moses that all of these things they have to follow it carefully.
Yeah, 那所以你看那个亚伦的两个儿子没有按照那个规矩来去献燔祭，就当时就死在神面前。
So when Aaron's sons, when they didn't follow God performing the sacrifices correctly, they died immediately.
所以呢，这个那个时候，这个 Ron Wild 他就把这个血 因为时间关系我不仔细，你们可以去听那个哈，我概略的讲，他就把这个血取来拿去专门化验分析的人。
So at that time, Ron Wild, he took some of the blood and he brought it to get analyzed.
那他们说死已经死了的血是没有办法分析出染色体的。
And normally, if the blood cells are already dead, you wouldn't be able to analyze the chromosomes.
那可是呢，这个血是活的。
But this blood was alive.
弟兄姊妹，你要记得，这已经是2500或2600年前，不是，耶稣是2000年，将近2000年的那个血哈。
And brothers and sisters, you have to remember this is Jesus' blood from about 2,000 years ago.
他说这个血是活的。
And this blood is living.
那个化验分析的人说，这个是不是动物的血，是人的血。
And the scientists who were analyzing it said that this was not an animal's blood, but human blood.
你有想到？因为诗人作东边谈的是牲畜的血。
So if you have you ever thought about this on the atonement cover on the east side, it was
谈在东面。
They sprinkle it on the east side.
然后耶稣的血掉下去是在西面。
But Jesus' blood was on the west side.
所以没有混杂。
So it was not mixed.
所以西边的血纯粹是耶稣的血。
So on the west half of the cover, it was completely Jesus' blood.
那我们知道，如果我们去朝见神，施恩座像向着我们，它坐北朝南。
We know that if we approach the ark, it's facing the north and south.
哪一边是神的右手边？
And which,
西边，对不对？
Which side is God's right hand? It's the west half.
好，他们继续分析。他说：“这染色体呢？”分析人就很惊讶的说：“这是谁的血？”
And so everyone was curious, and they were asking, "Whose blood is this?"
他说：“这个人的血呢？他的染色体差不多只是一般人的一半。”
And they said that this man's blood was only there were only half the chromosomes.
他没有父系那一方面的染色体。
He doesn't have chromosomes from the father's side.
只有母系的染色体。
And only from the mother's side.
可能再加上一个 Y, 所以耶稣是男生。所以大约是一般人的染色体的一半。
So it was half the chromosomes of the average human.
所以这分析人觉得很讶异。因为所有的人都是有爸爸有妈妈，对不对
？And so everyone was shocked because you know everyone that's living has a father and a mother.
他们就问这个 Ron Wild.
So they asked Ron Wild.
这 Ron Wild 知道，他说这是我们救赎主的血。
And they asked him and Ron Wild because he knew he said this is the blood of our Savior.
哦。我听了这个，我实在是动了敬畏的心啊。
And when I heard this, I had a fear of God.
虽然我们的脑袋一直知道耶稣是永活的。
So even though in our head and our minds we know that Jesus is eternal.
我们也是一直的是在灵里在取用耶稣的血来洁净我们。
And in the spirit we are relying on Jesus' blood to cleanse us.
将近两千年。
And for 2,000 years,
耶稣的血仍然是活的。
Jesus' blood is still living.
这个血见证出它是处女怀孕所生的。
And this blood is also proof that he was born of a virgin.
圣经的话都是真实的。
And every word from the Bible is true.
那这个约柜是怎么在那个地方的呢？
So how did the ark get to that place?
他们说当时因为要亡国的时候，耶利米是祭司，对不对？
So they said, historians said that because during that time when Israel was about to fall, Jeremiah was the priest.
那他们那个时候呢，就赶快用一个石棺，让人家不容易发现，放在棺木里边。
So they use
把衣柜放在里面。
So they put the coffin, they put the ark in a coffin so that it was less likely to be found, and they put it within a tomb.
然后他们呢就把它藏在那个地方，那个洞也是天然形成的一个洞，不是人凿的。
And they hid it in a hole or cave.
那可能那个时候他们就用那个很在那个王国的那个时候，可能很简单的用一个什么泥把它封起来。
And so they probably used some sort of mud to seal up the cave.
那听说我是听他们这样讲了哈。后来七十年的时候，罗马的提多将军。又来攻耶路撒冷，对不对？
And in 70 AD, Roman Empire,
General Titus.
General
Titus.
Titus.
他那个时候，耶稣不是说看着圣殿说，将来没有一块石头在另外一块石头上，对不对？耶稣有这样预言。
Remember Jesus said that there won't be a stone left on the temple.
听说那个时候提多将军不要人逃走，把整个城呢用那个简单的灰泥把它封锁起来，让人不能逃出去。
And this Roman general, he sealed up the city to prevent people from escaping.
然后好像又再是有一次，可能是这样。如果这个不是最重要的，重点我已经讲出来，这不是最重要的哈。所以你看主在做什么事，我们的主在做什么事。
So think about it. What is God doing?
我听了这个，我实在动了敬畏的心。
And when I heard of all of this, I had a renewed fear of the Lord.
所以以后弟兄姊妹，每一次我们领圣餐，取用耶稣的宝血，我们要知道，我们的主一直是活的主。
So in the future, when we take part in communion, we have to remember that our God is alive.
他的血一直替我们说话。
And his blood is speaking for us.
比亚伯所说的更美，比亚伯的血所说的更美。
And his blood is more precious than the blood from Abel.
他是救赎主。
He is the Savior.
我相信那些化验分析的人，他们一定就相信耶稣了。
And I'm sure that those who were analyzing Jesus' blood, they would have believed.
你看神怎么安排？谁会想到他十字架就是在那个，因为下面藏着没有人知道。
And so who would have known that where Jesus' cross was right on top of the ark?
已经五六百年了。没有人知道约柜在哪里。
Yeah, no one knew where the ark was for 500 to 600 years.
结果呢，他们把耶稣钉十字架的地方呢，三个十字架。
And when they crucified Jesus, there were three crosses.
就耶稣的那一个就在这个石棺的上面。
And Jesus' cross was just right on top of the coffin that was hiding the ark.
这个都是神自己在那边巧妙的安排。
And this is all God's workings.
然后那个血掉下来，就掉在施恩座那边，好像耶稣的血跟天父说，这满足了你公义的要求。
And when his blood was shed, it flowed down to the mercy seat, and it's almost symbolic of Jesus saying that I fulfilled your requirements.
对，因为旧约时代是，盘在东边，就是牲畜的血满足神公义的要求，那是隐儿。
Because in the Old Testament, it was the blood from animal sacrifices sprinkled on the eastern half that fulfilled God's requirements.
那现在基督自己，神的羔羊亲自用自己的血来满足神公义的要求。
But now in the New Testament, Christ, he is the Lamb of God who shed his blood to fulfill the requirements.
使我们这些知道他这个救恩的人可以因信称义。
So for those of us who know about his salvation, we can be made righteous through faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
So brothers and sisters, let's ask God to help us.
让我们能够实在的信。信不在乎我们，就像有人讲，不在乎我们自己。
So to help us to believe, and we know that this faith, it's not about us.
我们最后讲一点哈，你希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews 第十一章讲到这个撒拉第十一章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕。因他以为那应许他的是可信的。
It says, by faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise.
如果你是撒拉，他都过了生育的年纪了。
And if you're Sarah and you've passed the age of childbearing,
她没有月经了。
And she doesn't seem to have.
是 impossible, 生孩子是 impossible.
And so it's impossible for her to have children.
她如果看自己，她有没有办法信啊？
If she looked only to herself, would she be able to have the faith?
但是她有神的应许。
But she had God's promise.
有神的应许。
And if you have God's promise,
他就抓住神的应许。
And you hold on, and she held on to that promise.
所以我们这些人呢，就是凭应许生的。
And so all of us here, it's through the, we're able to live by holding on to the promise.
所以让我们好好的从这个圣经里边看到神对所有他儿女的应许。我们已经因信称义，他对我们的应许是什么？
So help us all to understand and know what God's promises are for us because it's through this faith that we have righteousness.
不在乎我的信心大或小。
It doesn't matter if my faith is great or small.
在乎那应许我的是可信的。
The only thing that matters is that we can trust in the one who gave the promise.
唯有一件事，唯有一件事。
There's only one thing.
会拦阻神。
That will
来祝福我们
prevent God from blessing us.
我们刚第二首歌唱清新的人。
The second song we sang today was
我渴望被洁净。
So we desire to be purified.
我渴望神的血来洁净我。
We desire for God's blood to cleanse us.
我们需要神来怜悯我们。
We need God to have mercy on us.
让我们有这种渴望。
To help us to have that kind of desire.
然后来到神面前。
And to come before God.
仰望这位应许我们的。
To seek the one who has given us this promise.
而且继续这样仰望这一位可信的。
And to continuously to look upon the one who is faithful.
在不容易的时候。
And so even when it's not easy.
我们祷告他，求告他。
And when we pray and ask him,
来称赞他是全能的神，是信实的神。
And when we praise him as a God who is faithful,
也是慈爱的神。
And as a God who is loving,
因为他要把迦南美地的应许成就在我们身上。
Because he wants to fulfill his promise, to lead us to the promised land in our lives.
好不好？我们彼此勉励。
So let's encourage one another.
Okay, 时间已经不多，我们要 常常这样子彼此勉励往前行。
The time is short, so we have to continuously encourage one another to continue to move forward.
好，我们可以唱一首歌，颂赞诗选。